From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. The Federal Reserve is the custodian of the U.S. economy, and the man running it, Jerome Powell, told CBS's 60 Minutes that he thinks it might take until the end of next year, 2021, for the economy to recover. A lot is depending on the timing of a vaccine, he said. Marketplace's Nova Sappho is here with more. Good morning, Nova. Did Powell offer any more details on how long it'll take, you know, for the U.S. to crawl out of this economic hole?
Well, right. First, he expects the hole will get deeper, actually. Powell said unemployment will likely increase through June. As many as one in four working Americans could be out of work at the peak of this, he said. But he said we should start to see a reversal later in the year, but not the so-called V-shaped recovery, a quick return to normal. Here's what he said.
I would say the main thing is to get back on the road to recovery, and I think that can happen relatively soon. Likely to happen in the second half of the year. That's a reasonable expectation. After that, the path is going to depend on a range of things.
And that timeline, he said, depends on the country avoiding a second wave of viral infections and more shutdowns.
You know, the Fed has done a lot. They've slashed interest rates, injected trillions of dollars of liquidity into the economy, bought corporate bonds, lent to businesses. If things don't get better fast, is there more the Fed could do?
Well, Powell actually insisted there is, including increasing lending to businesses. Here's what he said on that.
We're not out of ammunition by a long shot. No, there's really no limit to what we can do with these lending programs that we have.
And one thing he said that the Fed probably won't do is go to negative interest rates. President Trump supports the idea, but Powell was dismissive, saying there's mixed evidence they're helpful.
All right, Marketplace's Nova Sappho, thank you so much.